when the gospel offered salvation, even the pagan would understand what this meant and said, how can I be saved? How can I be forgiven? If he knew that sin was real, then the gospel comes as a message of release. It says, yes, the author of the law is also the author of mercy. But the neo-pagan rejects this offer of forgiveness because it requires him to agree that he has sinned. To him, when the gospel says, it is possible for you to be forgiven, he hears that not as a message of release, but as a message of guilt. We see neo-pagans in the church all the time. They're right there in the pews. They may be snoozing. They may be listening. This is really challenging because we're used to thinking of evangelization as something that's addressed to all those people outside of the walls of the church. But today it includes an awful lot of pagans, new pagans, who are inside of the walls of the church. And you think, well, okay, the church is a mission field, fine, I got to proclaim the gospel. But the funny thing is that it's the people in the church who will sometimes complain that you proclaim the gospel, not just the people outside. And a pew is really a tough mission field. It's hard for the shepherds to bring home the sheep if they think they're already in the fold.